Self-Portrait with Mount Vernon. This is another case where I started the piece some years earlier. There's a four-year difference between start and finish. I'd painted the landscape there, and that hasn't changed too much, although I kind of darkened it and made it a little more of a sunset picture. And then I later got the idea to paint this. Okay, so the distant landscape is Mount Vernon, New York. The landscape in the small mirror, it's a mirror that I've placed behind my head there, that reflects a view from my high-rise apartment in Denver, so it's two different landscapes and different time of day. But when there's a sunrise or sunset, if you look one direction, the color of the light's going to be one way. And if you look at, say, you have a mirror image toward the opposite direction, the light's going to be a completely different color. People, that's how I'm rationalizing the difference here. But compositionally, it made a really powerful impact against the figure. And so, and this is another case where even 4 years, there's a little bit of aging going on, and I updated it. But again, partly because I changed the light so much that I had to change the figure too, the head. I put that striped shirt on primarily because I wanted a real deep dark black accent there at the bottom to bring the piece forward. It turns out I really didn't need to because there's enough other dark stuff, but at the time I thought I needed to. It's a see-through version of myself again. It's just a thing that appeals to me, and part of the reason why I did that was because that landscape element in that tree, it was painted so well, I didn't want to lose it. So I made myself a little bit transparent.